我和弟兄一样的兴奋。
I'm just as excited as my brother here.
我们的救恩实在是太伟大了。
Our grace is so great.
巴不得我们能够一直这样唱。
We should sing this forever.
感谢主，让我们能够活在他的同在中。
Thanks be to God for allowing us to live under His presence.
这是主在救恩中天天要赏给我们的。
This is the gift that the Lord has given us through His salvation.
但我们对于这位荣耀的主有更深的爱。
Hope that we could have a deeper appreciation and love for this God of ours.
愿他的爱在我们里面实在是燃烧。
Pray that our love for Him would continue to burn within.
那我们在这段信息的时间中
that during this time of this message
我们继续保守他的同在
continue to keep his presence within us
我们一直让这个爱在里面来运行
continue to let this love work within us
我们来读一段主的话语。
Let's read the words of the Lord.
我们读启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章十四到二十二节。
Verses 14 through 22.
我们中文一节，英文一节，这样念好吗？
We'll have the Chinese read one verse and English read the next.
我们就是中文、英文这样读着念，每个弟兄姊妹都念好吗？
Well, everyone read together, please.
愿主借这些话向我们的心继续的说话。
Pray that through these words, the Lord will continue to speak to us.
我们中文先来。
Chinese first.
你要写信给老底嘉教会的使者说，那为阿们的。为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物以上为元首的说
I know all the things you do, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish you were one of the other.
我的意思是中文念完以后英文念同一句好不好
Sorry, so the
我觉得这些话很重要
Confusion was after the Chinese read verse 14, the English will read verse 14 as well, and then repeat that way.
好，我们中文再来一次啊。
Chinese once again, 14.
你要写信给老底嘉教会的使者说，那为阿们的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物以上为元首的说。
Write this letter to the angel of the church in Laodicea. This is the message from the one who is the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。
I know all the things you do, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish you were one or the other.
你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
But since you are like lukewarm water, I will spit you out of my mouth.
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
You say I am rich, I have everything I want, I don't need a thing, and you don't realize that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足。又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
I advise you to buy gold from me, gold that has been purified by fire. Then you will be rich. And also buy white garments, so you will not be ashamed by your nakedness. And buy ointment from your eyes, so you will be able to see.
凡我所疼爱的。我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
I am the one who corrects and disciplines everyone I love. Be diligent and turn from your indifference.
看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Look, here I stand at the door and knock. If you hear me calling and open the door, I will come in, and we will share a meal as friends.
得胜的，我要使他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
I will invite everyone who is victorious to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat with my Father on his throne.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Anyone who is willing to hear should listen to the Spirit and understand what the Spirit is saying to the churches.
最近发生了一件事情，对我心里面有非常大的触动。
Recently, something happened in the world that affected me quite a bit.
可能有些弟兄姊妹已经知道了。
I think brothers and sisters all know.
就是在新闻周刊上面呢，报道了一个消息。
That in Newsweek there has been a report.
后来发现是错误的。
Later on, they found to be incorrect.
但是这个消息却几乎搅动了全世界。
But this news has affected the entire world.
因为他们报告说，那个美军他们在审判这些伊拉克战俘的时候，污蔑了他们的《可兰经》。
It reported that during the trial of these Islamic militants, they had reports of them desecrating the Quran.
说把他可兰经丢到马桶，用水冲掉。
Events such as throwing the Quran into the toilet and flushing it.
当这个报道出来之后
，After this report was revealed,
几乎整个回教的世界、伊斯兰教的世界沸腾。
The entire Islamic nation was shocked.
虽然是一个士兵所做的
，Even though this was one act by one soldier,
但是他们向着美国全国怒吼。
But they were very angry at the entire nation of the United States.
从中东到北非到亚洲，每一个伊斯兰教国家都不容这件事情过去。
From the Middle East to Northern Africa, to even to Asia, they will not forgive this act.
他们的示威，他们的暴动。
Their protests, their demonstrations.
甚至有人死亡。
Even people died from this.
甚至有些激烈的组织，他们要发动他们这个所谓的回教的圣战。
Even some of the radical groups were wanting to start a holy war.
叫那些年轻人要不惜为着保卫他们的信仰牺牲生命。
They're calling for the young people to give up their lives to protect this book.
当这些报道连日出现的时候
，So as these reports were coming out,
我想到。教会怎样对待我们的主
？I thought about how our church, the church, treats our Lord.
基督徒怎样来对待我们的圣经和信仰
？How Christians look and deal with the Bible and our faith?
我们是不是真的不冷也不热呢
？Are we really lukewarm, not hot, not cold or hot?
如果今天被侮辱的是圣经的时候
，If today what got desecrated was the Bible，
我们有这样的激情吗
？Do we have this type of fervor？
我们有这样的决心吗
？Do we have this type of determination？
很多时候，主借着一些负面的事情激励我们。
A lot of times the Lord uses other things to try to encourage us。
因为我们今天实在是处在老底加教会的时代。
Because right now we're really in the age of the Church of Laodicea.
它的特点就是不冷也不热。
Their one characteristic is that they are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold.
你说冷吗？也不是那么冷。
You know, to think that they're cold, no, not really.
你说热吗？不能够使人温暖，不能够感染别人。
But are they hot? No, they couldn't warm other people up or encourage others.
我们看教会的历史。
Let's take a look at the church history.
我们实在很羡慕那个为主极度火热的时代。
We're really jealous and impressed with the time when the church was fervent for the Lord.
但是因着我们肉体那么的顽强。
But because of the sins of our flesh.
啊，仇敌工作又是那么的猖狂。
Because of the act of the enemy.
所以教会在整个历史中是冷的时候都热的时候少。
That throughout church history, the church has been cold more often than hot.
而我们虽然得着了一点热度。
Even though we've received some temperature, some hotness,
但始终那个热烧不起来。
But that temperature doesn't really start the fire.
所以无论是福音，
regardless of whether it's the gospel,
无论是弟兄姊妹的造就，
whether it is the building up of the brothers and sisters,
整个的见证是非常平淡的。
Our entire witness has been very bland.
刚才我们弟兄带我们唱的诗歌。
Previously, the brother led the songs.
多么荣耀啊！
How glorious are those hymns?
我们所信的主是多么伟大啊！
The God that we believe in is so wonderful and so great.
我们今天得到的实在是大恩。
Today, the grace that we receive is just great salvation.
是复活、满了生命的、满了活力的生命。
It is a life that's resurrected, full of life and vibrance.
但是我们那个生命压制了。
But we have been pushing this life down.
当教会有人被神激发起来
when someone is raised up by the Lord in the church,
能够火热地为主的时候
when that person can be, have fever for the Lord,
神就要借着这个复兴他的教会
the Lord will use this person as a revival to revive the church.
弟兄姊妹，我相信我们很多人
I believe that a lot of us, brothers and sisters,
都暗暗地这样的羡慕
that we have that type of innerjealousy for this.
巴不得那个复兴也可以被我们经历到。
That we could also have the experience of that revival.
主也是这样的盼望的。
The Lord also has this wish.
虽然他在这里责备老底家的教会。
Even though in this passage he was condemning the church of Laodicea.
甚至于说你既不能也不热像温水，我就必要从我口中把你吐出去。
Spoke in this verse that because you are neither hot nor cold, I want to spit you out of my mouth.
我们希望我们能够体会主讲这句话的心情。
I hope that we can really understand the heart of the Lord when He spoke this word.
地上的父母怎样不会把儿女赶出去？
Our parents in this world would never kick out their children.
主也同样的，他不忍心把我们吐出去。
Our God is the same way. He would reluctantly kick us out or spit us out.
但是我们可能把主的心伤到一个地步。
But maybe we have hurt the Lord's heart so much.
让他为了拯救的缘故
that because of the act, because of his recovery,
他不得不这样做
that he has to do this.
那前面那句话，他说，我巴不得你或冷或热。
Previous to that, the Lord said, I wish you were either hot or cold.
主，难道真的我们希望我们冷吗？
Do you think the Lord really wants us to be cold?
如果温温的，主都不要的话。
Even when we are at a lukewarm state, the Lord doesn't even want us.
那么冷是不可能接受的。
So what about when we are cold?
那主在这里讲什么？
What is the Lord trying to say here?
我们基督徒应当是有冷有热的。
That in our Christian life, there needs to be hot and cold.
向着我们的主，向着他的教会，我们应当是极其火热的。
That we need to have this burning and fire within us for the Lord's church and for the Lord himself.
应该是热情奔放的。
That we need to give all ourselves feverishly.
应当是尽心竭力的。
That we need to have every heart and every moment and every all of our mind needs to be for this.
任何少于这个都不能满足主的心。
Anything less than that would not fulfill the Lord's heart.
那么向着撒旦和世界，神要我们是非常冷的。
On the other hand, towards Satan in this world, the Lord wants us to be very cold.
没有感情。
No feelings.
没有爱。
No love.
但是今天我们确实恰恰相反。
But today, this is not the case.
应当热的，我们不热。
When we should be feverish and hot, we're not.
应当冷的那一面，我们也不冷。
When we need to be cold, we're not cold either.
以至于我们让主的心一再的受伤。
And this continuously hurts the heart of our Lord.
他曾经热情奔放地来到世界拯救我们。
The Lord himself feverishly came down to earth, to save us.
他曾经极其火热地要走上十字架来献祭为着我们。
He for us went to the cross, all for us.
当他说成了的时候，他心中是带着一个何等大的盼望。
When this was accomplished by him, he had such great hope within him.
但是教会一再地让他失望。
But the church has continuously disappointed him.
特别是在20世纪、21世纪。
Especially in the 20th and the 21st century.
弟兄姊妹们，世界太富足了。
Brothers and sisters, the world is too complicated.
世界太可爱了。
That the world is too beautiful.
世界太吸引我们了。
The world is too attractive.
世界很多的思想都已经进到我们的里面去了。
That the philosophy and the concepts of the world have already been ingrained within us.
以至于我们热不起来。
That to the point where we can't, have the fervor for the Lord.
但是当一个人处在不冷不热的光景的时候，
But when you're in the light of this lukewarmness,
他会像第十七节那里所说的。
It would be similar to verse 17.
会认为很富足了。
They would think they're rich.
已经发了财了。
That they're already fortunate.
一样都不缺了。
That they don't lack one thing.
我们把许多属地的成功富足用来取代神所要给我们的。
A lot of us will replace our accomplishments in the world and use that to fulfill the need of accomplishments, with the Lord.
我们也可能把属灵的知识道理当作是我们的富足。
A lot of times we could also use our knowledge in the spiritual things to count those as, being fulfilled and being rich.
却不知道主是用那个来喂养我们的生命，要叫他生命富足。
Rather, the Lord wants to use our knowledge in the spiritual things to allow us to grow in Him.
所以主的眼光来看，
So from the eyes of the Lord,
我们却是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身。
That we are actually wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
弟兄姊妹，我们不晓得有没有为教会的光景，为我们自己的光景，我们这样的感觉过。
Brothers and sisters, have we had this type of feeling for the condition of the church?
还是我们很满足我们多有去聚会？
Or are we very content that you all go to, the meetings?
我们也有一点服事。
And that we serve a little.
我们东也做一点，西也做了一点。
We do a little of this and do a little of that.
然后我们觉得我们良心非常的平安。
And our conscience feels very peaceful.
巴不得我们有主这样的眼光。
But we should have the eyes of the Lord.
所以主在这里就向我们劝。
So the Lord implores us in this passage.
第一个要买火炼的金子，叫我们能够富足。
The first thing is to buy gold from him, gold that has been purified by fire.
这是信心经过熬炼以后所显出来那个真实的价值。
This is faith that has gone through trial by fire and it's with its real worth.
好叫每一个神的儿女在信上富足。
So that everyone would have this faith, that is in the Lord.
在信上非常的富足。
That they would be rich in faith.
今天是一个信心软弱的时代。
This is an age where faith is lacking.
可能我们外面太多的供应。
Because there's maybe too much, out there in the world for us.
叫我们也不需要太多来依靠主。
So that we don't really feel like we need the Lord.
也没有太多需要祷告。
And there's not much need to pray.
但是却叫信心软弱。
But our faith is weak.
所以主要我们向他买火炼的金子。
So the Lord wants us to buy from him gold that has been purified by fire.
礼拜五我们在读经的时候，有一个刚蒙恩的姊妹做了一个交通。
Friday night, in our Bible study, there was a, newly baptized sister who gave a testimony.
她说有个姊妹要她叫家里去吃饭。
There was a sister that invited, her over for dinner.
她非常的开心。
She was very happy.
非常好的交通。
Very good fellowship.
她说这个姊妹每一次在波饼聚的时候祷告都摸到她的心。
This young sister said that this other sister, whenever she prays at, the table meeting, always touches her heart.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个生命是从熬炼中出来的。
That this life is produced via, through, by trial by fire.
如果我们经过神的熬炼，
So if we go through the trial with the Lord,
盼望我们有火炼的金子，就是那个美好的信心的果子献给神。
Then you'll have this gold that has been refined by fire. These are the fruits of your faith.
而不是叫我们抱怨，叫我们灰心。
This is not for you to complain or to be discouraged.
那么主又要我们向他买白衣来穿上，叫我们赤身的羞耻不露出来。
The Lord also wants us to buy from him white garments so that you will not be ashamed by your nakedness.
讲到我们义的行为。
This speaks of our actions.
神要看见他的义显在我们的日常生活中间。
The Lord wants his righteousness to be seen in our daily actions.
所以我们有白衣穿在身上。
So we have white garments that we can wear.
当我们受浸的时候，我们是披戴基督的。
When we are baptized, we are covered by Christ.
但那以后我们在地上的行事为人呢？
But what about afterwards when we are in this world?
神要我们有义的行为，如同白衣一样的穿上。
The Lord wants us to be righteous, just like a white garment covering us.
然后要向他买眼药来擦眼睛。
And also wants us to buy ointments for our eyes.
叫我们能看见。
So that we can see.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们如果不能热起来
，If we can't be hot，
有一个很重要的原因，可能我们真的没看见。
It's maybe because we can't see。
我们到今天还不知道这个主是何等的荣耀。
Until now, we may not really see how important our Lord is。
他要招我们来得的奖赏是有何等的丰盛。
The reward and what He has to offer is so rich。
我们可能不知道他的旨意是这样的伟大。
Maybe we don't know his will and his desire is so grand.
也不相信那个旨意真的跟你有份。
And maybe you don't see how it relates to you personally.
我们需要买眼药。
We need to purchase this ointment.
如果我们没有，我们看不见。
If you can't see.
如果我们热不起来。
If you can't be hot for the Lord.
如果主是一个非常非常普通的人物在我们的眼中的话。
If Lord is somebody very common in your eyes.
我们来向他买眼药。
We need to buy ointment from him.
所以主责备他的教会。
So the Lord rebukes his church.
但是一是因为爱的缘故。
But because of love, he does this.
如果他不爱，他就不管教。
If he doesn't love, then he will not rebuke or discipline.
但是他要我们被管教、被责备的时候呢，要发热心，要悔改。
That he wants through this discipline and this rebuking for us to be fervor and have this hotness for him.
当我们有心的时候
When we have this heart,
他就来帮助我们
He will come and help us.
他就在你的门外叩门
That he will knock at our door.
用什么？我们的心有一个门
Brothers and sisters, our heart has a door.
虽然得救的时候主已经来住在其中
Even though when after we've been baptized, the Lord lives within us.
但是在我们的经历里面可能主是已经在外面
But in our experience, the Lord may actually be outside.
我们的心可能已经被很多的东西都取代了，都占满了。
Our heart may be cluttered with all sorts of other things.
所以主必须要重新一次的叩门再进来。
So the Lord has to come and knock on our heart's door again.
然后他要与我们一同来坐席。
That he wants to be together with us.
他在那里跟我们一同来享受。
To dine together, to enjoy together.
一同来交通。
To fellowship together.
然后凡得胜的，凡是愿意悔改的，他要视他在宝座上与他同坐。
And here it says, he who overcomes or is victorious gets to sit with him on his throne.
就如同主耶稣得胜跟父在宝座上同坐一样。
Just as when Jesus was victorious and sat with God on his throne.
弟兄姊妹们，这个奖赏太大。叫你无法相信吗
Brothers and sisters, is this reward too great that you don't believe this?
圣灵说，他还他像众教会所说的，凡有耳的都应当听。
The Spirit says, anyone who is willing to hear should listen to the Spirit.
巴不得今天我们属灵的耳朵真是非常的明亮。
We hope that our spiritual ears may be heightened.
再一次听见主的声音。
So we can hear the voice of the Lord again.
那主叫我们怎样来火热？
So how does the Lord teach us to be hot for Him?
让我们再读另外一处的经文。
Let's read another passage of the Bible.
这是在马可福音。
In the Gospel of Mark.
马可福音十二章二十八到三十一节。
Chapter 12, verses 28 to 31.
我们一起来读。
Let's read this together.
这是中文、英文都一起来。
Let's read it simultaneously now, both Chinese and English.
有一个文士来听见他们辩论晓得耶稣回答得好就问他说诫命中哪是第一要紧的呢耶稣回答说第一要紧的说是以色列你要听主我们神是独一的主你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神其次就是要爱人如己再没有比这两条诫命更大的了在这里有人问主说诫命中哪是最要紧的
Here, one of the teachers asked What is the most of all the commandments Which one is most important
这答案也正是主向着老底家教会首要的答案
And this answer is also an answer for the church of Laodicea
这里讲到有四个禁
Here it spoke of four things
要爱神要爱我们独一的主要尽心尽性尽意尽力的爱
that you have to love the Lord your God with all your heart all your soul all your mind and all your strength
任何的保留都不是主所能够满意的
whatever reservation you have is unacceptable to God
尽心
with all your heart
心是最重要的
your heart is the most important
如果我们的心被别的事物霸占了
If your heart is occupied by something else
后面那些不可能做到
All the other things cannot be accomplished
所以保罗告诉哥林多教会
So Paul spoke to the church in Corinthians
说你们的心几时归向主你们的帕子几时就会除掉
That your heart has to be for the Lord completely
就是我们的心如果没有完全归主的话中间就会有拦阻
That if your heart isn't completely for the Lord, then you will experience obstacles on your way.
当我们的心归给主
When your heart is completely for the Lord,
主要我们尽性
then they want you to use all your soul.
这是就是尽我们的魂
That use everything within, your soul.
我们的情感我们的思想我们的意志通通都要来尽上来爱他
To use your mind, emotion, and will to give to the Lord.
然后尽意
Also use your mind.
这个尽意是讲到尽我们所有悟性所能的来爱他。
That use your every ability to be able to love him.
主让我们悟性领悟到多少，我们就爱他多少。
That whatever revelation he has for us, you should use that to love him back.
我们认识多少他的旨意，我们就按着这个旨意来爱他。
How much revelation he has given you, you should use all of these to love him back.
我们认识多少命令，我们都按照这个命令来爱他。
How much commands he has given you, you should use these to love him back.
我们认识多少属灵的原则，我们就在这个原则里面来爱他。
How many spiritual principles he gives to you, that's what you need to use to love him back.
最后，我们身体整个力量要尽上去。
Finally, you have to use all of your strength.
尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength.
从旧约到新约，神是这样的来呼召我们。
From Old Testament all the way to the New Testament, this is how the Lord calls you.
这是他配得的。
This is what he is worthy of.
因为他爱我们，正是尽了所有一切爱我们的。
Because when the way he loves us is he loves us with everything he has.
所以波饼聚会的时候。
That's why at the table meeting,
如果我们弟兄姊妹在那里感动
that when you are really touched by the Lord,
在那里感恩
when you're really thankful for the Lord,
弟兄姊妹们，我们的心要转向这个
that our heart needs to turn to this.
我们不要觉得肉麻
we don't want to think it's funny.
我们不要觉得无关
that we don't want to think this doesn't pertain to us.
我们要阿们
we need to give the amen.
我们把我们整个人投进去那个祷告
that we need to dive and dwell into this prayer that this
brother or sister has.
And that and pray that you may have this type of experience.
如果我的感觉非常的遥远,
if my experience is far away,
很冷淡,
very, very cold,
主啊, 求你改变我,
you should pray, have the Lord change you.
因为你的确是尽了所有一切的爱我。
Because the Lord actually used everything He has to love us.
有什么比舍命的爱更大？
What's greater than the to give up your life?
有什么把所有一切都给我们更多？
What's more than God giving everything to us?
我们的主是这样对我们。
This is how the Lord treats us.
那其次就是爱人如己。
The second is love your neighbor as yourself.
这是我们在地上的实行。
This is the reality in this world.
所有跟我们有关有接触到的人。
Everyone who has contact with us.
神要我们无私地爱他们。
The Lord wants us to love them unselfishly.
把我们原来的保留、自私、吝啬都除掉。
Take down all of our reservations, take down all of our concerns and stinginess and to love one another.
这样做能够救我们。
By doing this, we can be saved.
任何的保留都叫我们受到亏损。
Any type of reservation will cost you.
我们先再看下一段。
Let's take a look at another passage.
当我们讲到这些实行面的时候，
When we speak of these things,
我要提到圣经。
I want to speak of the Bible.
我们怎样对待圣经？
How do we treat the Bible?
我们怎样对待圣经的教训？
How do we treat the teachings of the Bible?
这跟我们对主的爱是有关的。
This has a relationship with how we treat the Lord.
我开头讲到那些穆斯林的例子。
Before I spoke of the other example of the Muslims,
他们怎样对待他们的《可兰经》
？That how they treat the Quran.
我们觉得非常的羞愧。
That you know we feel ashamed.
我们有时候我们圣经随便地上就摆着。
Sometimes we take our Bible and throw it on the floor.
我们圣经带一带就忘了，就丢在一个地方，也没去找它。
Or you would forget your Bible and not bother looking for it.
我们圣经没有保管好，破烂，我们也没有去理它。
Sometimes our Bible gets all scoffed up and you don't care.
我们圣经随便摆任何地方，不管它好不好，脏不脏，雅不雅，我们就把它摆在那儿。
Yeah, and you can throw your Bible anywhere, not worried about whether it gets wet, it gets dirty, or anything like that.
这次那个报道又讲到一件事情。
In the Newsweek article, they spoke of another thing.
就是美国国防部曾经非常的严肃的要求他们所有审判战俘的人一定要注意，他们要尊重《可兰经》。
That the Department of Defense actually issued a very stern warning regarding how to treat the Quran with anyone who interacts with these people.
因为他们知道那个得罪不得。
Because they realize that this by offending by mistreating the Quran, it's something unforgivable.
我想念一些，让我们弟兄姊妹知道以后，我们怎样来对待这本圣经。
Let me just give you an example of what some of these things are said.
他讲到说啊，我们呢不可以有任何对他们这个《可兰经》的不敬。
That you cannot disrespect the book of the Quran.
不能把它放在地板、马桶、水槽的旁边。
Can't be placed on the floor by the toilet or by the sink.
不能够摆在脚的附近。
It can't be placed in the proximity of feet.
任何肮脏的、潮湿的地方都不可以摆。
Can't be placed in a place that's dirty or with moisture.
如果有必要去拿那个《可兰经》。
If there's a need to hold the Quran,
叫他们要戴手套，干净的，要用双手去拿。
You have to hold the Quran with both hands and with gloves on.
像对待易碎的艺术品那样。
You need to treat the book of the Quran as a very nice piece of artwork.
为什么国防部会知道这个？
Why does the Department of Defense issue this decree?
就是因为回教徒他们是这样。
Because the Muslims, they also do this.
但是我们知道。
But we know.
可兰经哪里能跟圣经相比呢？
Quran is incomparable to the Bible.
可兰经不过是穆罕默德从我们的这个圣经旧约新约里面去拿来一些，然后加上很多的其他的话语。
The Quran is just written by a man who read the Old Testament and compiled it and put some other things in there.
在22年之间由他一个人写成的。
This was written in 22 years by one man.
但是我们的圣经是将近1600年之久，40几位不同的作者，神亲自向他们启示而成的。
But the Bible was written over 1600 years by over 40 people and personally revealed by God.
圣经的内容
and the content of the Bible
更是可能就没有办法相比的。
It's incomparable to the content of the Quran.
启示那一位造物主是怎样的一位神。
It reveals to us who the creator of the world is.
启示出他永远的旨意。
It reveals to us the eternal purpose of this God.
启示我们这些被造的人是在他的眼中是怎样的宝贵，而且他要给我们的整个的带领和奖赏是何等的丰富和荣耀。
It describes how the created man fits in all of this plan and what great the reward is.
里边用各样的预言神迹来证明这是神的话语。
In this Bible, it speaks of using multiple prophecies and miracles to speak of this fact.
更重要的是，那一位主，那位创造者，因爱我们的缘故来为我们死，用这样子来拯救我们。
More importantly, it also speaks of how our God loves us and sent His Son to come to die for us to save us.
刚才我讲这些，可能性通通都没有。
The stuff that I just spoke, it's not in the Quran.
但是他们却那样的尊敬那本书。
But they treasure this book, that book of the Quran so much.
叫我们觉得非常的羞愧。
It brings us to shame.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我说听到有些人讲说他读圣经读不懂。
I hear some people say that I don't understand when I read the Bible.
没有味道。
There's no enjoyment.
我觉得非常难过。
I feel really bad when I hear this.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有到主面前去求呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you go and plead with the Lord?
有没有到这位圣经真正的作者面前去求他教我们呢？
Do you go to the author of this very book to plead for him, to plead with him?
圣经怎么会没味道呢？
How can the Bible be non-enjoyable for you?
世界上最美的故事在圣经。
The most beautiful stories in this world is in this book.
所以伟大的故事在圣经。
The grandest stories are in this book.
所以神奇的人物在圣经。
The most marvelous people is in this book.
我最近帮孩子们整理他们一些小时候看的录影带。
This week I was preparing and organizing some of the old tapes that the children were watching.
我再次觉得圣经真是太伟大了。
I realize how great the Bible is.
挪亚的方舟
The Noah's Ark
摩西怎么带以色列人出埃及
The story of Moses and how he led the children of Israel out of Egypt
红海在人的眼前这样分开
The parting of the Red Sea
约书亚怎么样带领以色列人进迦南怎么样叫耶利哥城的城墙不费一枪一弹就倒塌
The stories of Jericho and how the children of Israel were led into the land of Canaan.
但以理怎样在狮子坑中能够被神保守为主做见证。
How Daniel was protected by the Lord in the lion's den.
大卫和哥利亚的征战。
Story of David and Goliath.
一个孩子打一个巨人得胜了
A little child being victorious over a big giant soldier
我如果再讲下去的话时间就不够了
If I continue there will be out of time
太伟大的书
Such a wonderful book
太宝贵的历史和见证
What a precious compilation of stories and testimonies
巴不得我们能够爱不释手随时把它带在身边
We must treasure this book and carry it with us all the time.
我们立志从创世纪开始读起，一章一章的把它读下去。
We should read from the very first book of Genesis, chapter by chapter, through the entire Bible.
借着对于圣经和他教导的爱慕，来让我们表达我们爱主的心。
So that we can really express to the Lord and to others how we really treasure this.
这些教训对我们是何等的有益处。
These stories and lessons are very beneficial to us.
要照属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事
So that the children of God can be out there in performing great deeds.
圣经可以叫我们完全
The book of the Bible can complete us.
有个弟兄他有时打电话给我
There's a brother who recently called me on the telephone.
他说常常被一些不好的思想 搅扰他，很痛苦。
That sometimes he would be bothered by bad thoughts.
就跟他讲说，你要不要试着背一些圣经啊，那些经文啊，你不要背全章，你就是背其中一些宝贵的，你觉得非常有用的章节。
So I talked to him and encouraged him to memorize portions of the Bible.
结果几天以后，弟兄告诉我说，哎呀，这方法真有用。
So a few days later, he called me again and said, wow, this worked, this was great.
主的话真是能洁净我们的思想。
The words of the Lord can really cleanse our mind.
能够赶走仇敌的攻击。
It can kick out the attacks of the enemy.
我们再看下一段经文。
Let's read the next passage.
我想因为时间的缘故，我们不读那么多。
Because of time, we won't read the whole passage.
弟兄姊妹可能都比较熟。
So because these are familiar passages.
我们就读41和42。
We'll just read verses 41 and 42.
好，我们都一起来，好吗？
Together.
耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事吃力烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。我第二个点要讲到的是聚会。
My second point is to speak of the meeting.
弟兄姊妹们，我们聚会的态度能够表明我们对主是不是有热爱。
Brothers and sisters, our attitude when we come to the meeting will speak of our love and our attitude toward God.
马大和玛利亚，他们两个都爱主。
Martha and Mary both love the Lord very much.
哎，玛利亚她做了一件特别讨主欢心的事情。
But Mary did something that was very pleasing to God.
就当主在那里讲道的时候。
When the Lord was speaking, was preaching the gospel.
她就安安静静地坐在主的脚前。
She very quietly laid by his feet.
这个主说呢，玛利亚是选择那上好的福分。
And Jesus here spoke of Mary choosing, choosing the one that is the best.
是不能够夺去的。
That he will not take it away.
很多的福气神也给我们。
A lot of blessings the Lord will give us.
但是那些福气呢，可能我们就今生用一用就是了。
But, you know, sometimes we would just use it all up.
但是当我们把神的道，那个存到永远的道，能够接受进来的时候。
But when we can accept the teachings of the Lord into our heart.
那是不能夺去的。
Then that can't be taken away.
因为那是存到永远的。
Because that's forever, eternal.
聚会非常的重要。
So the meeting is very important.
兄姊妹们，我们绝对不要轻视聚会。
Brothers and sisters, let's not overlook and downplay the meeting.
如果什么时候我们开始觉得说我没有去聚会也还可以，那是仇敌在做工了。
When the thought of, oh, I don't have to go to the meeting and it'd be okay, that's the enemy working within you.
神借着教会，借着教会的聚会保护我们，供应我们。
The Lord uses the church and the meetings of the church to protect us.
我们是一个何等软弱的人。
We are such weak people.
我们不要说在仇敌面前站不住，我们就在很多人面前我们都站不住。
Not only can we not stand in front of the enemy, we sometimes can't even stand in front of other people.
我们很容易受影响的。
We can be affected very easily.
我们怎样能够被保守呢？
How do you get protected?
所以我们能够会常常地参加弟兄姊妹的聚集。
You have to continuously and often come to the gathering of brothers and sisters.
那我要讲一些在聚会一些比较外面的方面。
I want to speak of some of the things within the meeting itself.
在这些方面呢，我们要注意，免得我们对主不恭敬。
These are just some of the practical things that show respect for the Lord.
第一个，我们要遵守聚会的时间。
First, we have to be punctual.
弟兄姊妹们，我们到学校，我们到公司，我们跟别人约会，我们都不想迟到。
Brothers and sisters, when you go to school, go to work, or make appointments, you don't like to be late.
但是我们的聚会时间到的时候，却还有大部分的人没到。
But when the meeting time starts, there's still a lot of people who are not here.
但我们弟兄姊妹有的有孩子，有的有临时有什么事情发生，这是可能的。
Yes, realize that there are things that could happen, or there are children and all such thing, and those things could happen.
所以如果我们是我们是不想迟到，但是呢，事情发生了，我们也不需要太难过。
So when something actually does happen and you can't make it to church on time, you know, don't feel bad.
但是如果我们想说迟到是可以的，是无所谓的，那就非常不好。
But if your attitude is that, oh, if I'm late, it's okay, you know, you don't care, then that's wrong.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的时间应当要看住。
Brothers and sisters, we really need to guard our time.
如果我们偶尔迟到了，我们心里面有感觉，我们说主，对不起你。
If you're late, you should have a feeling and that you should apologize to the Lord.
我们不能够说，管他几点钟到，反正我来的就是了。
You can't have the attitude of, I don't care what time I come, as long as I show up, it's fine.
这些性格会叫神把我们撇在一边。
This type of attitude may have the Lord brush us aside.
会让我们在神手中没有用处。
That we might become useless in the eyes of God.
因为我们不在乎他。
Because we don't care about him.
他也就没有办法在乎我们。
Then, because of that, he might not care for us.
我们在聚会中的穿着。
Our attire at the church meetings.
我们希望弟兄姊妹呢，我们不需说个个都要穿西装打领带，穿很漂亮。
I'm not saying that everyone needs to wear a suit, or to dress up every time.
但是那些打球的去这个公园玩的衣服，其实比较不适合穿到聚会里面来。
But attires for a basketball game or for a picnic may not be very appropriate for the church meeting.
拖鞋啊。那也不太适合穿进聚会里面来。
Slippers may also not be very appropriate.
我们在聚会中的坐的姿态也很重要。
Our position with which we sit in the church meeting may also be important.
我们不要坐着又半躺又翘脚。
Yeah, we don't want to be slouching, putting our feet up.
哎呀，这个对主是很不恭敬的。
This shows disrespect for the Lord.
那我们也顾及到弟兄姊妹们，坐在我们前面的，我们不要脚在那边老动老动的，弄得很不舒服。
Also, you don't want to be bothering the brother and sister sitting in front of you by tapping on the on their chair.
我是脚呢，从那个夹缝中间呢伸出去了，让人家老是觉得有东西顶他，很不舒服。
Or put your foot through the slit in the middle, as to make the person think that there's something back there.
在聚会里面嚼口香糖也不好，也不好。
In the meeting, chewing gum may not be appropriate.
非常不好。
It's very bad.
在聚会里面讲话那更不好。
Also, talking in the church meeting is bad.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要很严肃看这件事情。
We have to be stern when we look at this.
不要想说呢，这么多人可能人家也不会看到我，我就偶尔就讲几句话，偶尔就讲几句话。
Don't think that, oh, there's so many people here, a couple phrases here is not going to bother anybody.
你们要知道主在这里。
But you have to realize that the Lord is in our presence.
教会是非常有恩典的。
Church is a place of grace.
没有人会当面责备我们。
No one will rebuke you in right then and there.
但是当我们在这里公开讲一下之后，
But here when we speak of this openly,
弟兄姊妹，希望这个聚会中讲话的这个情况从我们这里边停止。
So we can try to curb all the extraneous speaking during the meeting.
因为如果没有人提醒我们，我们可能就一直亏损下去。
Because if there's no reminders of this, then we would continue.
我在聚会里面头脑乱想啊，跑到别地方去，可能人家不知道，主知道。
Also, our wandering mind in the meeting, others may not know, but the Lord knows.
还有，聚会中唱诗歌，我们不尽心唱啊，别人唱，反正我嘴巴就是不开，那也不好。
And also, singing hymns, in sort of not concentrating while you sing or closing your mouth or just mumbling, those are not appropriate either.
我们不可能每个人都唱得非常美。
It's impossible that everyone sings very well.
但是神的教会就是有这个宝贵。
But that's the, that's what's special about the church.
没有人会责备我们唱得不美。
No one will complain that you sing poorly.
但是不肯开口呢，就不好。
But if you don't open your mouth, that might not be good.
那么弟兄带我们唱的时候，他说他非常的兴奋。
When our brother was leading the hymn, he said he was very excited.
你如果不大声唱，你不会兴奋的。
If you don't sing loudly, you're not going to be excited.
你看那些去参加热门音乐会的人，他们都唱得好大声。
Yeah, just you know, as you can see during these rock concerts, they sing quite loudly.
我们这诗歌比他们的好上千万倍了。
Yeah, our hymns are much better than those rock songs.
我们最好现在就开始学唱。
Yeah, we should all learn how to sing these.
在勇士里边呢，我们一直要很多唱诗的机会啊。
Because later on, there's going to be a lot of opportunity to sing hymns.
在听到的时候，我们里边这个批评啊，这个 有那个不好的这个感觉啊，我们求主帮我们渐渐拿掉。
And when you have a bad attitude or a bad thought coming during the meeting, you should also pray for the Lord to forgive you.
我想聚会的部分我就讲到这里。
So I'll just end here with regards to the issue of the meeting.
所以我们看一下希伯来书十章这个经文。
So finally, let's look at Hebrews.
我们只要练一下就可以了。
Let's read this one time.
来。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，自己知道那日子临近，就更当如此。弟兄姊妹，不要停止聚会。
Brothers and sisters, do not stop meeting.
不仅是主日聚会不要停止。
Not just stopping coming to the Lord's Day meetings.
教会全教会的读经聚会、祷告聚会，都是神给我们的恩典啊。
Bible study and prayer meetings are also gifts that the Lord has given us.
让我们能够说主啊，你给我这些聚会，为了造就我。
You should pray, thank the Lord for these meetings, because these are meetings to build me up.
我们在地上花了很多的功夫，学很多的东西。
You know, in this world, you spend a lot of effort to learn a lot of things.
那我们今天生在这个世界要工作，那不得已我们必须要学。
You know, you have to be in this world to work, to learn something, so you have to learn and acquire skills.
但是那些值得今生有用的东西，我们都花那么大的力气学，那这一本圣经，神永远的计划，我们不学吗？
You know, if you spend that much effort and energy in learning something that can only be used in this lifetime, what about the stuff that's of eternal worth and eternal utility?
好，我们再看下一段经文。
Let's see the next passage.
这段是罗马书十二章
Romans chapter 12
我们除了对神对他的话语我们要热爱
Not only do we need to be to have this fervor and hotness for the Lord's word
对弟兄姊妹也要热爱
But we also need to have this attitude towards our brothers and sisters
我们来读一下
Let's read this
爱人不可虚假勿要厌恶善要亲近爱弟兄要彼此亲热恭敬人要彼此推让
and take delight in honoring each other
我们要真实的爱着爱人。
You have to love one another with true love.
但如果有什么不好的，我们应当劝勉。
If there are things that aren't good, you should talk to each other.
爱是不虚假。
Love cannot be faked or pretend.
但是劝勉呢，必须是在爱中。
But you know, encouragement and a genuine affection should be in love.
为这弟兄姊妹的益处。
This should be for the benefit of one another.
这样才能够被接受。
That this can then be accepted.
才能够不伤人。
This then won't hurt others.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们愿意接受别人的劝勉
，If you would accept other people's speaking or encouragement,
那是我们最大的福气。
That is our biggest blessing.
有一个青年弟兄让我很感动。
There is a young brother that really moved me.
因为有一天聚完会之后，我觉得有些话要跟他劝勉一下。
Because at the end of the meeting, I felt like there were some words that I needed to speak to him of.
我们谈了很长。
And we spoke for a long time.
都是修正的话。
All words of correction.
但是我们弟兄非常谦卑，他接受。
But that brother was very humble and accepted all the corrections.
而且过后好几次他打电话跟我讲，他说郑兄，谢谢你跟我讲这些话。
And many times he calls me and thanked me for correcting.
这些话给我的帮助比以前那些其他的这个东西更大。
Because these words of correction has helped me more than any other speaking before.
兄弟们，我们可以彼此劝勉。
Brothers and sisters, we can correct each other.
因为我们有时候看不见我们自己的缺点的。
Because sometimes you can't see your own mistakes.
那么爱弟兄
，to love brothers and sisters，
要亲热。
You have to have the affection.
那么怎么我们到教会来
？When we come to the church，
我们有没有亲热我们的弟兄姊妹呢
？Do you have that type of affection for brothers and sisters？
我们是不是有时候不认识我们就转过脸就走了呢
？You know, are there instances when if you don't know them, you just turn and walk away？
不认识我们就管他就不认识了，反正也不认识。
Yeah, if you don't know this person, you think, you know, it doesn't matter. I don't want to know.
我们就不认识的越来越多。
You know, because you'll realize that there's then going to be more people you don't know.
这是我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
These are your dear brothers and sisters.
神把我们摆在一起，这是非常大的福气。
It's such a blessing for God to place us all together here.
那么多的基督徒，那只有我们这少数人是在一起的。
There are a lot of Christians out there, but the Lord placed each and one of us here in this congregation. So we should all, you know, hold each other's hands and to continue and work for the Lord. Yeah, we have to hold on to these feelings. You have to realize that we're all in this together. We're all soldiers together. It's very precious. We have to love one another. We don't want to trip up one another. We want each other to grow our life within. Because of time, we'll skip the next passage.
好，再跳一个。
One more。
好，我们来读罗马书十二章十一节。
Let's read Romans chapter 12, verse 11.
殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。我们在对主的爱上侍奉是不能缺少的。
In our love of the Lord, our service cannot be lacking.
爱一定有行动。
Love equates to action.
爱一定有表示。
Love has an expression.
如果我们侍奉开始觉得我做太多了，这个爱在减退。
If you in the line of service feels you're doing too much, that means your love is actually decreasing.
如果我们觉得我们只来聚会不需要侍奉，那我们爱还没开始。
If you feel like I can come to the meeting without service, then your love has not started.
不仅殷勤不可懒惰，而且要心里火热，满心的想要侍奉主。
Not only shouldn't you be lazy at work, but you should serve the Lord enthusiastically.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是有福的人。
We are one who are blessed.
我们是神在创世以前所拣选、所呼召的一般人。
We're the ones who were called out by the Lord before creation.
为要成就他在永世里面那个荣耀的旨意。
In order to fulfill His eternal purpose.
但是如果我们没有这样尽心尽性的来爱这位主和爱弟兄姊妹的话，我们就从这里边要损失很多。
But if you don't use your whole mind and enthusiastically love the Lord and serve the Lord, then you would lose this opportunity.
我最后要讲一个故事。
Finally, I want to speak of a story.
这是一个非常杰出的音乐家的一个经历。
This is an experience of a very refined musician.
我们可能都只知道他做的曲子非常的好。
We know that he composed many wonderful pieces.
是个天才。
He's a genius.
但是我们都不知道在他生命的一个时期非常的落魄。
But you didn't realize what type of condition he was in at a period of his life.
那是在1741年的那个夏天七月份的时候。
This was in 1741 in the summer.
那时候他才56岁。
At that time he was only 56.
可是因为他的歌剧院倒闭了。
Because his music house, his opera house had been bankrupt.
他的事业开始下滑了。
His career started to dwindle.
更糟糕的是他身体的久病非常的衰弱。
And his physical ailments also was catching up to him.
才刚过壮年却已经像是老年好像没什么人生希望的人。
Even though he was just passing in his 50s, it felt like he was an old man already.
所以他坐在花园里。
So he sat in the garden.
他就这样说。
He said this to himself.
难道我的一生就是这样吗？
He said, "Is my life ending like this?"
叹了一口气。
He sighs.
邮差把一封信递给他。
Then the postman brought him a letter.
他连看那封信的力气都没有。
He didn't even have the energy to open this letter.
他就把它丢在花园的地上。
But he threw it on the garden.
心里面非常的空虚与绝望。
His heart was very empty, and he was in despair.
然后想说。我竟究竟拥有什么？
He thought to himself, "What do I have?"
如果我现在死了，
If I die now,
我拥有什么？
What do I have?
他就回顾他的一生。
He then rethinks and goes back to his entire life.
从非常幼小的时候就被众人所称赞的天才。
You know, from as a child, he was deemed a genius.
他拥有非常成功的事业。
He has a very accomplished career.
他得到无数的财富、名声。
He received much fame and fortune.
但是到了这个时候，
But at this time,
他忽然觉得这些东西都是空虚的。
He all of a sudden realized that all this is vanity.
但是在八月份有一天早晨
But in August, in one morning,
他又坐在那里
He sat in his garden again.
他还是觉得非常的无望
Still in despair.
特别是他说接近秋天
And you know, it's beginning to become fall.
在欧洲啊，那个时候已经开始凉了
In Europe, this is the season to become cold.
他忽然看到那一封被他丢在地上的信，他就捡起来
He then saw the letter that he threw down a few days ago and then picked it up.
他就打开信来看
He opened the letter
那个信是非常宝贵的一个歌剧剧本
This is actually a script from a friend of his
他就开始读
He then started to look over the script
忽然之间他整个的人好像有一个活力进来
Then all of a sudden he felt a life rushing within him
他看到了希望
He saw hope
他读到一句话
He read one phrase.
他说看啊神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的
Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
他为我们的过犯受害他为我们的罪孽压伤
He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities.
他的眼泪一直掉
His tears continued to fall.
因为小时候他曾经去聚会
Because as a child he used to go to church.
他听过很多关于主耶稣的事情
He heard of many things regarding Jesus
但是他忙着他的事业
But he was busy with his career
他把这些当作无关紧要
That he pushed those things aside
他觉得自己是个天才非常的傲慢
He was proud. He was very proud of his personal accomplishments
他把整个剧本读完之后
After he finished reading this script,
他向神做了一个祷告。
He made a prayer to the Lord.
他说：“我要写这一个歌剧。
I want to make this script into music.
我要为这些词来谱上音乐。
I want to put music to these verses.
来向我的神献上我的感恩。
So that I can praise God with this.
作为我最后对他的服侍。
This is his last act of service.
这个人就是 Handel.
This is Handel.
他一连24天谱写弥赛亚这个歌剧
So in within 24 days he finished Messiah
每一天他都比前一天更振奋
Every day he becomes more and more vibrant
原来他所认识的这位主是这么荣耀
He didn't realize that the Lord that he knows was this glorious
他却把他忽略了这么的久
That he forgot about him for so long
他越写越有劲
That the more he wrote, the more vibrant he became.
他不分昼夜的来写这个歌剧。
He wrote day and night.
当他写到那个 Miss Hallelujah 那一章的时候
，When he was writing the portion with the Hallelujahs,
他双膝跪下来。
He bowed to his knees.
满眼流泪
，filled with tears.
他喊着说：“天的门开了。
”He screamed, "The doors of heaven has been opened."
写完之后。
After he finished composing,
亲自指挥这个歌剧
he personally directed and conducted this
1759年
until 1759.
他已经74岁了
when he was 74.
在这18年的中间，他指挥了50出
Within 18 years, he conducted this 50 times.
最后他已经双目失明
So by that time, he was blind.
但是因为对神的热爱。
Because of his fervor for the Lord,
他仍然决定要继续的指挥。
He decided to continue to conduct,
直到他昏倒在指挥台上。
Until he fainted on the conducting stand.
八天以后被主接去。
8 days afterwards was taken by the Lord.
汉德尔的一生。
That was his life.
甚至结束在哈利路亚。
To end at the high note of Hallelujah.
如果他没有遇见主。
If he hadn't had met God,
如果他没有这样献上自己
if he hadn't had provided the service,
他就是一个孤苦无依的老人随着岁月逝去
then he is just an old man who died.
今天当我们唱到弥赛亚这个歌剧的时候
So today when we sing Messiah,
我们心里觉得何等的振奋
that we have such feeling,
这是举世无双的巨著
That this is something indescribable.
却是来自那一位风烛残年已经非常绝望的老人
And you have to realize this came from someone at a state where he was so desperate and hopeless.
弟兄姊妹，你的一生怎样来度过呢？
Brothers and sisters, how are you going to pass your time in this lifetime?
是要把它用尽呢，还是要让它锈掉呢？
Are you going to use it, or, you, or do you want it to go to waste?
巴不得我们能够尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主我们的神。
Let's use our heart, use all of our hearts, all of our mind, our soul, and our strength to
worship. 尽我们的全力来爱弟兄姊妹，爱所有的人。
Use all our might to love one another.
好，我们来唱，我们来唱啊，韩德尔弟兄写的这个《哈利路亚》。
Let's sing, Brother Handel's Hallelujah.
啊。可能我们大部分人都不熟悉，包括我在内。
I must admit, I'm not very familiar with this hymn.
但是我们今天有最好的这个歌唱家帮助我们。
But today we have the best singer to help us.
所以你只要跟着歌词唱就可以了。
So just sing with the words.
我们好不好？大家一同站立。
Let's stand.
我想请我们控制室的弟兄们帮我们放这首音乐。
Please play this song for us.
当我们唱完之后，弟兄姊妹，大家同声来赞美。
After we sing, let's all open our mouth and give the Lord our praises.
音乐
This is the song of the heavens.
虽然我们都没有办法跟着唱下去。
Even though we can't sing with it.
但是我相信那个作者的灵已经感动我们的心。
I know that the spirit of the composer has touched us.
我们好不好？大家同声大声的开口来赞美。
That we raise our voices to praise him.
赞美这位万王之王，万主之主。
Praise this King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他要做王直到永永远远。
He will be king forever and ever.
凡是愿意照着他化形得胜的，他让他和他一同做王。
He who is willing to follow him will be co-kings with him.
好吧，我们一起同声开口。
Let's open our mouths together.
主我们的神，我们敬。好，请坐。